Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Yes, welcome all you Americans. And those that are not.
Yes, welcome one and all. Across the pond, wherever the hell you are. But hey, if you're in America, God bless you.
It's our birthday tomorrow, bro.
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, the real Independence Day was July 2nd. I don't know if anybody knows that, but that's when the initial draft of the Declaration of Independence was created, was on July 2nd.
Oh, okay. And then it was just, it was all signed on the 4th, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, no, the official story is that the draft had to go back and forth, get some approvals, and it took 2 days. So then it was finally approved on the 4th. But, right. I mean, if you ask me, there's some occult shit. You know what I mean? That's, they had to wait until the moon was right in place with some sort of
Was it a full moon when they did all that?
Well, the Pluto return. Remember that shit?
Pluto return.
Remember, 2-2-2-2-2, remember
Date? Oh, yeah.
Because the Pluto return and the last time it was here was the foundation of our country.
Mm.
So, I mean, yeah. I think as occult as our founders were, I think they knew that shit. And I think they're like, let's just wait 2 days and it'll be a good luck charm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe. Because, I mean, there are a lot of people comparing like now as kind of the same thing, like, right? Like mm-hmm. we're at our country has come to a head and there's the battle versus good and evil or whatever. And like, we're trying to like rebuild this to the greatness it once was.
Well, yeah. And if you look at, cause I remember we talked about this, it was 2022, but it was 2/22/2022.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pluto return was like a signifier of the fall of empires, but it's also the signifier of the building of empires. And so Rome had the Pluto return both when it rise or when it was rising and then when it fell. Same thing they're saying with America, maybe. I don't know. But right after 2/22/22, Putin invaded Ukraine.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And Putin's a cult as fuck. I remember you came on a Little Strange Sauna episode and we did how occult is Putin? Like he has like all this like reindeer blood and shit that he does, like blood baths.
Yeah, there was a lot of weird shit in that. That was a while back.
I mean, yeah, who knows if any of that shit's actually real, but still, dude. I mean, come on. So anyway, are you doing some fireworks? What's Texas law on fireworks?
There are certain places that are restricting it, but I'm not inside any kind of limits, city limits or anything like that. So I do whatever the fuck I want.
Hell yeah.
So I'm going to go pick up some tomorrow morning. I'm going to go grab some, you know, I'm not going to do anything like any huge ones. Cause there's a lot, it's real dry right now. So
are you going to do that move where like you put the sparkler up your butt crack and then you have your wife light it?
Maybe.
Depends and then you have much, like one of those nose canoe things.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't want to burn my nuts.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to burn your nuts or like anywhere around the butthole. I mean, talk about misery.
Dude. Yeah. No, I'm just going to go buy some just to have fun with the kids to have fun with. And then we got a brisket. We're going to smoke a brisket.
Oh, hell yeah, brother.
We got burgers and dogs and beer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. America.
Yeah.
Yeah. The, you know, it's very strange because the weather up in the Northwest here, because I'm still in Washington State, everybody, and it's been, you know, relatively mild, 60s, 70s, but this weekend, it's going to be 100.
Yeah, you guys are going to have like a big heat wave, huh?
Yeah, heat wave right before the weekend, so it's making me think, is somebody going to start a fire on purpose blame it on the, you know what I mean?
It's getting about that time where the Northwest wildfires start up. I'm surprised there isn't fire already. Season,
well, I mean, the states need their money, you know? That's true. So, I mean, you got to start a fire to collect that federal paycheck. You know,
you know what? I actually wouldn't be surprised if something did start over the weekend up there.
Yeah, I'm calling it, dude. I'm thinking several fires.
You think so?
But it's going to be raining by the end of next week anyway. So I don't know who the hell knows.
Yeah, but that could still start a fire. They could still declare an emergency if it gets big over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Get their money.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that there's no fires. I mean, God, I mean, it's been so long since we've had a fireless summer.
Mm.
And it's always just like, yes, it's going to be hot the weekend. Oh, but I can't go outside because I can't breathe this fucking ash in. You know what I mean?
Smoke inhalation.
Dude, it sucks. It's like the worst. I remember in 2020 how bad it got?
It was real bad. I remember, there were several times when we were still up in Washington where you'd go outside and it was just, you could literally, it was so thick you could see the smoke just walking outside, like the smoke was there.
Yes.
And the fires were fucking miles and miles away.
Dude, I think we had to close the window. And like that was the days, that was where the dog days of summer. Like we had ice cubes down our pants. We were dipping in and dipping out. But we couldn't even open the window because like we could see the ash just falling down out of the sky. We're just like, this is.
Well, that's when Antifa was lighting all the fires and stuff.
Absolutely, dude. Yeah. So that's actually when I went and bought a gun, too. I'm like, if any fuckers try to start a fire on my property.
Well, you got any plans? What are you doing for the 4th tomorrow?
Just hanging out by the pool over at the in-laws' house. And if we get lucky, we'll get invited to an awesome fireworks show down at Willow Grove.
The
slums beach, okay? That's where you get hepatitis and HIV, everybody. You want to stay off that beach. Mm. Yes, indeed.
Nice.
But, dude, I just bookmarked a video.
Okay.
And don't even read. Don't read the title, please.
Okay.
Just make the video big and hit play and see what happens, bro. Because this is an argument that's happening. Actually, you might want to mute it because I don't know what they say. They might say something weird. I don't know if they're throwing around inappropriate terminology.
I'm not worried about it.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, play this. Here we go. Watch this.
Oh, play.
He's talking about the best fireworks to buy, and then they get into a little... little fight here. So this guy's like a YouTuber or something. He's like midstream.
Yeah. I didn't watch the video. I seen this pop up though. Apparently, like Mr. Beast was part of this too.
Okay. Yeah. So this guy just subscribed. But look at this. His friend is like lighting off this firework. I think this is like planned, bro. I think they bought this house and they're like planning this.
Oh my God.
He lights the firework in front of this room filled with fireworks. Look at this. This whole place is going to smoke here. Look at that. You can't even see the room now. It's just engulfed in flames.
Yeah, that house is pretty toast.
Beep, 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 beep.
That'd be hilarious. That'd actually be really hilarious to do. I'd do it.
That would not be hilarious.
It would be hilarious.
I mean, in my house, it would not be. I would be like, someone going to learn today.
Like, if you had fucking just something you could destroy. Like, if you had a shed you can set up a camera in and just light off a bunch of fucking shit.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. Where did I go?
I don't know what happened there.
I pulled a David Copperfield. You can hear me, but you can't see me.
That was weird.
Peek-a-boo. I don't know, dude. But yeah, so like I saw that video pop up and I was just like, I think it's like a show. I think they did that for clicks, obviously. And, you know, it worked. Got us to play it. Uh-oh, am I missing?
I don't know what the fuck just happened.
Hello? I see a black screen.
Mm. It just stopped picking you up.
Okay. Well, shit, dude. I don't know what I got to do.
Just talking, and we'll just bullshit, and I'll try to figure it out as we're doing it.
Okay. I just went to show self view, so I can see myself now. But anyway. Yeah, so when I saw that, it kind of reminded me of that San Diego fireworks show when they pulled a whoops-a-doozy out on the dock.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Everything just went up all at once. Yeah, we should put a firework on Dave's chair. Let's do it. Then when he comes in, he'll be like, what in the sandpaper is that?
That would be pretty funny.
Hey, I'm back. There we are.
Yeah, Zoom just decided there's like, I'm just not going to let you see it for a second. And I'm going to make you change some settings real quick.
It's all good, bro. It's all good. So anything else going on about Joe Biden getting out? Because like everybody's fucking panicking about this.
Yeah, dude. I mean, hey, we should all just assassinate Trump now is still a thing, which is ridiculous.
Dude, I'm just saying, if somebody tries to assassinate Trump and he gets a mortal head wound and survives, come on now. That's like definition Antichrist, okay?
I don't know how much I buy into that whole Antichrist thing.
I don't know.
It's too weird.
I don't know.
It's too weird for me.
It is weird. It's too weird. It is very, very strange.
There was a video that they say it leaked, but obviously someone was on the golf course with Trump recording and then they posted it. But he was like talking shit about Biden at the debate. And he's like, that old pile of crap. We beat his ass and stuff. And then, but now he's done. He's quitting. He's going
to
quit.
Well, I saved it because it was such a genuine conversation to me. I was like, this is like pure Trump. Why doesn't he talk like this wherever he goes?
Oh, yeah. Here, we'll play it real quick.
It's fucking bad.
It's so funny. She's so fucking bad.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have Kamala. She's pathetic.
Yeah. That's great.
What did I do with the debate the other night?
Oh, amazing.
He kicked that old broken down pile of crap.
Yeah.
He just quit, you know. He's quitting the race.
Is that right?
Yep. I got him out of the race. And that means we have Kamala. Uh-oh. I think she's going to be better. She's so bad. She's so pathetic.
It's so
amazing. It's just so fucking bad. So, can you imagine that guy dealing with Putin and the president of China, who's a fierce person? He's a fierce man. A very tough guy. And they see him, they probably can't. But they just announced he's probably quitting.
Good.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And then he rides her wig so graciously.
Yeah, he's probably quitting. So we'll see what happens.
And then we get Kamala. She's so bad. She's pathetic. She's so fucking bad.
She's so pathetic. My God.
I mean,
you gotta love it, dude.
It's hilarious. It's funny. Like, you don't ever get clips like that of anybody else that's ever been president. Like the whole candid, like how they actually talk and how they actually say things.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. It's funny to me. Like she's so fucking bad.
Well, dude, I guarantee this is how they all talk behind closed doors. It's just,
oh yeah.
You know, like Obama probably talks like this. Bush, like, come on, dude. Little Bush.
But
he's,
I mean,
like, you see that motherfucker over there? No, goddamn.
But he's not wrong. Like, there is a battle right now whether he's going to stay or he's going to quit. And if he's going to know more than anybody else whether he's actually going to quit.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's saying, yeah, he's done, he's going to quit, it's kind of a matter of time before they announce it. And then we have Kamala as our president right now.
Well, I mean, it's perceived. It's perceived that everybody wants him out. I mean, I just find it ironic that it's like he's acted very mentally handicapped this entire time.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, after the debate, everybody just notices. You know, it's like, hello, where were you the last 3.5 years? I mean, this guy has been fucking brain dead the entire time. And he's been falling upstairs. He's just been doing everything wrong. And, I mean, now you notice? You know, Like, that's why everybody was shitting all over the media, because it's like, hello, you're sticking up for this guy and cheap fakes? Hello? What is
well,
this?
Well, and that makes me wonder, like, obviously, I think they knew, obviously. They all yeah. knew. Yeah. But, I mean, it kind of makes you wonder, like, did they know to the extent?
They did, like, dude.
Or because, you know, I mean, how many of those news anchors actually saw him in person?
Dude, they watch the media, and that's all you got to know. Like, yeah. they're on Twitter.
Yeah.
All you have to do is just open up Twitter, and you see the videos. So it doesn't matter, like, if you follow them or not, like, it will get recommended to you.
Or were they all kind of in that bubble, too, where they were just like, oh, those are all fucking fake shit, and they just kind of believe what they're told? Yeah, they said that. I trust them. That's what we do. Like, and then all of a sudden they saw it live, just like everybody else, and they're
dude,
like,
they, I mean,
fuck.
He's been speaking live forever, and like, he's been a bumbling idiot
well,
this entire
no,
time.
No, he hasn't been speaking. He's been speaking live in person, but he's been speaking on script. This is the is the first time that he's been live on TV without the words rolling in front of him to read.
I don't know, man. Like, there's been so many times where he's been out and they've asked him questions in front of, like, the whole, like, White House press room and all that stuff. And he's done the, let me tell you something. We gotta do this. You know what I mean? Like, the fucking Joker smile and everything.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, I feel like he's getting the Cuomo treatment, dude. Andrew Cuomo. Remember? Let me take a look at that damn blouse. let me see that necklace.
So how long do you think he actually drops out, or they remove him?
I think he'll get threatened. I think if he doesn't drop out, they'll try to kill him. Biden. Why wouldn't they?
I don't think they'll try to kill him.
I think that it's because there was an interesting. Who was this? There was an interesting like segment on Telegram, I think, that was shared by Banielson, but it said something about the terms of if he were to stick it out and be removed, I think he can get presidential, like, some sort of immunity. But if he just drops out and quits, he doesn't get the same immunity, right? It's like that same.
No,
let me try to find it.
I think the immunity still stands regardless based on the Supreme Court ruling. It's just, it's all going to dictate whether or not he was doing official acts that he is immune to, or unofficial acts. And that's kind of what's going on with all the Trump cases right now. Now they have to go back through the court. Supreme Court has ordered the lower courts to go through and deem what has been an official act and an unofficial act in all those lawsuits. That way they can remove a lot of it.
So this was Julian's Rum.
Okay.
Apparently a guy on either Twitter or somewhere. And he says, Jill Biden wants to force Section 4 of the 25th Amendment. If Joe voluntarily resigns, he has nothing to protect himself from future prosecution. The mobster that forgot his crimes. Section 4 would essentially be a federal declaration of his mental inability. It's a get out of jail free card. So it says, Section 4, whenever the vice president and majority of either the principal officers of the executive departments or of such other body of Congress may by law provide, transmit to the president. I mean, this is just a bunch of like fucking words over my head, dude. I don't know what this means, but it basically means the vice president shall immediately assume the powers and duties as the office of acting president. So there's something about mental abilities, and if they say, hey, let's take this guy out with a 25th Amendment, he's not mentally there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know where his protections go. I don't know, like, if he's, like, able to say, yes, I'm not here anymore. Who are you, Betty Boop?
I'm not here anymore.
Yeah. So he might be able to, like, use that excuse of, like, one flew over the cuckoo's nest. He doesn't have a brain. So you can't charge a man who's mentally disabled. Yeah, no.
I don't know.
But every story that I hear that says, oh, he's on his way out, it's coming from hearsay. It's like a source of a source, or it's like someone close to the matter, quote unquote.
Yeah. Well, it's, I mean, never in, just the, in that himself. Video, Trump just said he's quitting.
Yeah, but I mean, Trump is going off of what he sees in the news.
Is
and
he?
That's what Trump does. Yeah, he's just like, they just announced it that he's going to be dropping out. That poor son of a bitch, he's worthless.
You're telling me he doesn't have any kind of intel that's not just the news?
Well, dude, that video apparently was from just like right after the debate. Mm. And so, I mean, the debate's what, a week old now?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think... If Joe Biden himself is coming out, or his like team and Jill Biden and like Jean-Claude Van Damme, you know, out there saying nothing to worry about, hey, he's not going anywhere, then I mean, it's just like, that's what I'm going off of. I'm not going off of like what a reporter says or what someone's friend of a friend or someone close to the matter says. Yeah. I want to go off of what are the Bidens saying?
Well, as you know? Far as Jill Biden is the only one really saying anything, and he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And I did just read something too, where Biden apparently, from a source, was on the call with the DNC saying he's sticking it out to the end. So
yeah, see, I mean, you're getting like all, everybody's just getting confused because there's so many different reports out there saying so many different things. It's contradicting you, you know?
I just don't understand. You'd have to be out of your mind to want to continue. Like, you're literally a sinking ship.
Yeah. But he has been, you know, like the polls have been bad for very, very long. And yeah, like, you know, like the 1 or 2 point like gap that, you know, Dave pointed out that one time where you have like all these different polls. I don't think it's that close, but that's just my gut feeling.
Between him and Trump, you think it's a lot more spread out than that?
Well, I like before the debate,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it was that close. I think that polls can be padded. Polls can be shaped however you want them to be based on the questions, based on who you ask, based on like how you ask them and all that stuff. So
yeah,
I've never been a big fan of polls, but dude, who the fuck knows, man? Because the reason why polls don't work either is because usually you do a poll on something that's not very polarizing. You know, when like Trump and Biden are two very polarizing figures. So everybody has very strong opinions of them right now.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's like when you poll somebody with that strong of an opinion, you're going to get an absolute response. Whereas, like, if you poll somebody who about something else, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe,
well,
maybe
that would almost make the polls more legit then, right? Because if they're so polarizing and you have people on so opposite spectrums, and then all of a sudden those numbers start shifting.
Yeah, maybe it'll make it better.
Well, then you'd have to be almost lend more credence that would be more accurate because the people are so polarizing and they're changing their positions.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just like, just you're taking like a subset of the population. I know that's how it works statistically. I know that's how like you do it. You take a subset and then you say, hey, I'm going to apply this and say, well, based off this poll of 2,000 people, the country's going to vote this way. And it's just hard for me to fathom that in my mind going, how do you know? Like, that's just the group of people that you sampled, I guess, randomly across the, I don't know. Anyway, I think that Biden will, because if you think about it, President Gerald Ford, back when he was asked by that little girl, will there ever be a woman president, Mr. President? And he goes, yes, I think there will be a woman president, and I'll tell you how it'll happen. You know, that the president will be a man, and the vice president will be a woman, and the man will die. And the woman will become the president because that's how the order thinks, you know? Like, I don't know what the fuck he said, but I'm thinking that might have been a game plan that he just revealed and was like, oh, shit, was I not supposed to say that? This is being recorded?
Yeah, I don't know. I think It's a tough call. I think he's going to be, I think he's going to go away. Whether he steps down or he's removed, I don't know which one's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's gonna end up out of the picture. And then Kamala is going to have to be acting president. And then that's when things are going to get weird.
Well, dude, I sent you guys a video a while back. Maybe Joe Biden died a couple years ago in Gitmo. You know?
Yeah.
That's what Ancestry.com said.
Yeah, right. Was it 2000? No, it said he died in
2022?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Because, I mean, nobody can fake an Ancestry.com account.
Yeah, right.
That's like legit, too legit to quit.
Yeah, I don't know. It's gonna get really weird because if he ends up getting removed and Kamala becomes president, then is she gonna run for the presidency, or is she going to say I don't want it? So then they have to actually bring in someone else, and then they get to pick a completely vice president too. And it's just gonna get. I feel like it's gonna get really weird the next couple months.
Yeah. And it all depends on like the what's it called? The Supreme Court. If there's like if Sotomayor steps down, Kamala steps in, that kind of thing. I don't even know if that's even on the table. Dude.
Yeah, I haven't even seen anything that is like suggesting that she is even shooting for that position.
Yeah.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Right.
So, I don't know about that. I just know that this presidential race is going to get real shifty. It's going to get real shifty.
Real shifty? Like Adam Shifty?
No, not like Adam Shifty. It's just going to get like, there's going to be a lot of fucking moving shit around and moving people around, and it's going to get weird. And I feel like it's going to confuse a lot of people, and people are going to probably get upset because nobody's going to really understand what the fuck's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Because
what do you think, like, if what do you think the most confusing thing that they would do? Like the Democrats right now.
What would be the most confusing thing they would do?
Yeah, to like make it kind of a conundrum. Because you said it's going to get shifty. Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I don't know. I think he's going to get removed one way or the other. I think Biden's going to be done. Kamala's going to be acting president. And then that's where it starts getting shifty. Is she going to now assume that position where she's running for re-election and she picks a vice president? Or is she going to say, I don't want it? Now they are going to pick someone else, and now it's a third person in the running, and then they get to pick something else, and it's just going to get real fucking weird.
Yeah, I don't think Kamala would pull very well, but that's what people are saying, dude. Like, everybody's saying, President Kamala, is this going to happen right now? Like maybe just by proxy because
I think it will by proxy because I honestly think if they have any chance of win of a shot, they're not going to have it with him. Especially the closer we get to the election.
Well, so here's the deal: is if Biden dies, he'll have a legacy, right? I mean, fake media legacy that. People will be like, whoa, yes, we got to remember this guy as being like really good president. And let's have like a week long memorial. We can drag this shit out. And it would allow him to save face somewhat. He wouldn't have to step down due to his failing brain. I mean, there wouldn't have to be stories about him shitting himself anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So I'm just saying it would be a way for the family. And before he goes, like on his deathbed, he could be like, I pardon Hunter Biden, my son. Ugh. He could pardon his son.
Right at the last second.
Yeah. You know, just like all like basically everybody on their deathbed will
just
say something.
He's just gonna be like, Hunter. And then he'll stop, and then Hunter will
president.
And then Hunter will go, he said pardon.
I'm pretty sure I heard it too. Everybody's just saying, pardon? Yes, that was a pardon.
That was a pardon, for sure.
We've never been to the moon. Oh, no. Yeah, it's so, to me, it's so obvious that they really want him out right now. Just like Andrew Cuomo, you had how many women? Like, one woman after the next. It was like three a week, dude, were coming out after sexual harassment.
Mm.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. I'll get out of here already.
Did you see that George Soros has a sexual harassment thing against him now?
Really?
Yeah.
What did he do?
I have no idea. I've seen it pop up where, like, some staff person is, like, accusing him of sexual, either sexual harassment or sexual assault or something like that, where... And I'm just like, can you imagine that guy? That
dude,
guy creeping on you?
You sure was George Soros or was it the... Oh, shit, you're right. Oh,
yeah,
God.
George Soros, man.
Was it
harassment?
Well, Daily Wire had a link, but then it got deleted. Wait, that was like 2017. Wait, hold on a second. Never mind. That was something else. Damn, dude, hold on. I don't know if this is... real or not, dude.
I just heard about it.
George Soros sexual harassment. That is like the most disgusting harassment. I mean, if you're going to get harassed by anybody, you definitely don't want to be harassed by George Soros, dude.
Yeah, I typed it in too, and everything that's popping up is from a couple years ago. Why would it be popping up and like people saying that now? That he just got accused of this.
Dude, I have no idea. I have no. I mean, you see some crazy shit on the internet, man. Ashley, thank you so much for that Rumble rant.
Oh yeah.
What did she say, Chris?
She says Big Dick Mike is gonna try to get in there.
Swing away. It's like the movie Signs.
Swing away.
Swing away, Mikey.
Yeah.
Swing away. Do you imagine she just comes out with that big dick swinging, dude? I'm here and I'm queer. I'm running to be your president.
Oh, God.
Damn, that would be a freaking sight to be seen.
Yeah, I don't know what, like, the percentage of that option, like, if the chances of it happening or not is. I mean, definitely she is one of the options of the few they have.
Michelle Obama.
Yeah. And I still hear, like, her and Hillary on the same ticket being thrown around, too, online. And I'm just like, what?
Yeah. I mean, there was like one publication that came out today saying like, hey, we got to throw Hillary back in. And it's like some like fucking, Chicago Tribune. It's not even as big as Chicago Tribune, dude. It's like some like Missouri Madness magazine or something. I'm like, what? We're making a story out of this now? Because some lower level, lower tiered... like daily newspaper came out and said, hey, it's time to get Hillary back in the mix. I mean, I know I called it the other like day and I was like, dude, makes sense. I mean, she's fresh. Fresher than Hillary.
I don't know about fresh.
I mean, take a big old whiff of that Hillary.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they're going to have a plan. Whether I have no idea what that would be. I feel like, with Biden, like they're kind of just pulling at straws right now. I don't know if they know which way to go.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I mean, we'll see. We shall see. I don't know. I wonder if Joe Biden's going to celebrate the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee he's going to have like an ice cream cone and then like a sparkler, and he'll just be going like this.
Oh, my God. He'll be standing somewhere and just be like,
yeah, mouth open, eyes just looking around,
yeah,
not knowing what's going on. Very sad.
Do you think the 4th of July is going to be like a big news thing again this year? Because you remember, what was it? Was it in 16 or was it in 2020 where like there was all kinds of news footage going around where it was just nothing but fireworks in the sky and you couldn't literally see anything else because there was like everybody was like celebrating, and like they're like, this is, we've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah, like Los Angeles downtown.
Yeah.
So that was 2020, right after Fauci said, you can't go outside and light fireworks.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody said, fuck you, Fauci. I'm going to go out and celebrate my fucking country right now.
Yeah.
We're going to do it. And, yeah, I mean, it's downtown L.A. And, like, New York, I guess, was the same way. I bet you Seattle was the same way. Who knows about Seattle, actually? I mean, Seattle and Portland were probably like, oh, my God, how are these people lighting off fireworks? Aren't they going to get COVID? Yeah, so... people they're gonna do whatever the fuck they want, man. That's what makes this country great.
It is, and I think stuff like that is the easy way to show, like, where the majority of people are standing.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Obviously, if you're looking towards the future and you're prideful, you're gonna be celebrating, obviously. And then I think honestly the large majority of the country is going to be going nuts tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm expecting it. We'll see, but I mean, dude, fires.
Yeah, fire season, I mean,
I feel
yeah.
like they're going to ruin it because they're going to be like, oh, look at all these fireworks that caused the freaking fires, and so I don't know, maybe not.
I kind of want to watch. The movie Independence Day tonight.
Oh, you should, dude. It's been so long since I've watched
mostly just because I want to hear him do that speech. That is like,
oh yeah,
that is like the best, one of the best movie speeches.
Dude, I'm gonna try to find that. We gotta listen to that, even if it's 5 minutes long. We gotta listen to that fucking shit.
Yeah, it's just fucking good, man. Like it gets you amped up.
Independence Day movie speech. Dude, I found it. It's a minute 37 seconds. Okay, I'm going to book it right now. The film buff.
It's so good.
We got to do this.
We got to do it. Here, we'll do it.
God bless America!
Good morning. In less than an hour... aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind.
If nobody loves this movie, you're insane.
Mankind, that word should have new meaning for all of us today.
They're fighting aliens right now, which we have aliens coming across our border anymore. Too, so. Let's just
be united in our common
interests.
Just
listen to this.
Perhaps
dude, show it. Who cares? I don't care if we get a copyright. Whatever.
Well, and you will once again be fighting for our freedom.
Yes, sir.
Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution.
Yes, we are.
But from annihilation.
That too.
Joe Biden.
We're fighting for our right to live. To exist.
Look at those men.
Should we win the day?
Poncho.
The 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday.
Yes, it will.
But as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night.
Ugh.
We will not vanish without a fight.
Ah.
We're going to live on. We're going
yes.
to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Yeah, motherfuckers!
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I got amped
so good.
Up there. I had to.
It fucking amped you up.
Thor.
I don't care who you are. If that scene didn't amp you up when you watched that, there's something wrong with you.
I know.
It
yeah,
gets
Flex
me.
Says I may have a small chub right now. So
that's one of the best scenes there is.
It is, dude. You can't beat it.
You can't.
So I don't know. I mean, maybe. Maybe, what's his nose? And, god dang, the war paint. Freaking Mel Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe his speech at the end.
Mm.
You will not take my freedom! You know, that was pretty damn good, dude. And then he gets his head cut off. Spoiler alert. But, you know.
There's a couple of movies that, like, get me, like, the American pride amped up. Like that one does, just from that speech. I don't know why watching The Patriot does, too. The movie The Patriot gets me amped up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few of them that you're sitting there watching it, and then you just look over at that flag hanging off your house, and you're just like,
you start salivating.
Yeah.
You start crying a little bit. Yeah. Dude, I'll be honest. When you know that that video that's very famous of Donald Trump, it's a collage of him, and he's, I think it's like his inauguration speech. Some part of it, I don't know. But it was him saying, like, this video will get Donald Trump elected.
Oh, right? Yes. And they had, like, the back music to it and stuff.
Yeah, a part of that got me going. I was like, oh, yeah, baby, let's fucking do this.
Yeah, like, his like, speeches in 2016 were incredible.
Right?
Like, whoever his speechwriter was then, I don't know if it's the same person. He hasn't really done, like, any epic speeches this year.
I know. I miss it, dude. I miss the old Trump because, like, he used to just, and I get it, he's being more, quote, presidential.
Yeah,
or
but fucking, the speeches he did in 2016 were insane. Like, they were so good.
Yeah, they were raw. They were very raw.
And maybe it was just because we'd never really heard a presidential candidate talk like that. To that level. So, I don't know.
Part of me feels like he was, like, reading a script, too.
Well, yeah, he had a prompter and he had a speech, obviously, but I just feel like he hasn't had a moment where just a speech just hit this year or this.
You know, well,
election.
He has been adding that cue music at the end of his rallies, dude.
Yeah, he's been doing,
you know,
that
the storm is upon us, that kind of shit.
he's been
retruthing some cue stuff too. Don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
I don't
he's
know.
Back on that train.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about that.
Dude, I think that whole Q thing's going to start coming back into play in September.
You think so?
Yeah, I think, like, towards the end of September, I think it's going to start posting again.
What makes you think that?
Just to get the base riled up, fucking the voter base. I think they're going to be like, oh, shit. He's back.
He's back.
Like Batman. Batman. You know, they got to throw up the cue signal so everybody goes and votes. You know what I mean? Like, I guaranteed it. There's going to be something along the lines of it coming back.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it happens right before the election.
I just want some. I just, like we were just talking about with that movie scene. I just want some epic presidential shit. Like, there's so much bullshit right now that with, like, trials and fucking, is he going to get removed? Is he brain dead? Like, all this fucking shit going on. I just want to hear some epic speeches. I just want to get riled up. I want to get excited about this. And I feel like there's so much shit going on that nobody's really focused on one thing.
Well, not only that, but it's just like everybody's fighting with one each other. You know what I mean? Or with one another, I should say. But it's like, when's the last time? Because it honestly felt like when Trump came onto the scene in 2016, it was like Trump and America versus the fucking deep state. You know, that's how it felt. And it was like, it felt right. It was like, dude, this guy is actually coming in. We've been talking about this, like the whole, like, you know, our podcast was talking about, like, we just need, like, a business guy, like the Ross Perot tried, but his ears were too big and he's too fucking annoying. You know what I mean? So he never got anything done. Yeah, he's like, come on, guys. I want to get in there. Let me in. But, and then so Trump, like, comes in with all his money. You know, he's a big business guy. And he's like, I'm going to turn this fucking bitch around.
Yeah.
You know? He's like, our economy is a big bubble. It's going to pop, and it will. I think it's going to pop.
I think it's going to.
But it's, you know, it's one of those things where he was speaking the truth on a lot of things. And I was just watching clips on him, like, talking about, like, jib jabs, you know, and autism.
Oh, yeah.
And saying, like, hey, you know, when I get elected, I'm going to have this independent review. I'm going to hire not people that are hired by the deep state or whatever, the fucking bureaucratic, whatever you want to say, like, people that aren't bought and paid by for like with big pharma.
Yeah.
He's going to hire people that will actually do an honest assessment of the data out there saying, can we link autism to jabs? You know? Mm. So not only autism, but like allergies, just regular shit, like being unhealthy.
Yeah.
Like, does your immune system get fucked up from something that we're pumping into babies' bodies? You know what
I mean? I just seen a fucking clip. This kid did a high school science experiment. And he wanted to do an experiment on like naturopath stuff for like bacteria infections and like just health and stuff like that, compared to what's the fucking medication they give you for like strep throat and shit.
Oh, like antibiotics?
Yeah, like antibiotics, whatever that one. There's one that they use all the time.
Streptococcus?
Anyway, he wanted to do this, and like his teacher was like, I don't know. Like, this kind of seems kind of pointless, because obviously the medicines we have are going to be better. So you're kind of starting a losing battle with this project. Mm. But mm-hmm. he let him do it anyway. And he started, and he took some like bacteria, like strep throat bacteria and stuff like that, and like had it on in a petri dish, and was dropping in oregano oil.
Yeah.
And he dropped, had one pill of amoxicillin. That's what it was. Amoxicillin.
Okay.
One pill of amoxicillin, and was using 3 drops of oregano oil, like pure oregano oil. And he did them in their own separate things, and he was going to measure the difference between how much the amoxicillin killed the bacteria and how much the oregano killed. Well, he couldn't measure, because after the 3 drops, the oregano had killed all the bacteria.
Mm.
So he's like, dude. Oh, shit. Well, I'll do... Yeah. And he got down to just 1 drop, and even 1 drop still killed more bacteria than the amoxicillin did.
Yeah, no, oregano oil, I've heard about that from the Ben Greenfield podcast, because he's like, anytime I go on an airplane, I just load up on oregano oil, baby, and it's just, it keeps me not from being sick. And he has, like, diffusers when he gets home, like, when the whole family's sick.
Oh, yeah.
They'll light off these diffusers with oregano essential oil, and it'll, you know, just help everybody get better.
Yeah, I was looking at it. There's like, the essential oil.
Very strong,
oil.
Though.
It's a shitty smell. Like,
yeah,
with
the
oil,
best.
The concentrated, like, it's a shit, it doesn't smell good.
You know what you should do, though? Just bake some pizza while you got the oregano stuff going.
Oh,
so that
yeah.
way you mix That's in, true. Like, the Parmesan, you got some spaghetti mixing up in the pot, and I got the oregano.
Yeah, but I was looking it up, and, the essential oils that you use for diffusing stuff, you can't, like, ingest that. You can, like, put it on your skin and stuff, but they actually sell stuff that you can actually take drops of it, like in your mouth.
Oh, I mean, technically you could put it in your mouth, but it would burn like a motherfucker.
It says not to even put it in your body.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely don't want to do that. But
I thought that was really interesting. Like, obviously, like, we're on this, I feel like there's a trend of like naturopath stuff kind of coming back into popularity.
And oh yeah.
I thought it was very interesting. Like the results of that, how much better it was at killing whatever bacteria he had in that petri dish compared to the actual medicine.
Well, and then something to keep mosquitoes away is lemongrass, dude. I don't know if you ever know, like, heard about lemongrass, but remember I was telling you about in Montana, one of Tiff's friends was getting married, so we went and took a trip over there, and huge fucking mosquitoes, bro, everywhere. And I'm like, oh god, because like I'm a mosquito magnet, like my veins and
my wife and daughter are too.
So I went there, and I didn't even like do this on purpose, but I had like this lemongrass, whatever, like lotion. And I just like put it all over like my freaking arms and, you know, back and neck and all that shit. No bites. And I was just like amazed. I was like, look at all those mosquitoes, and none of them are on me. And they're just like all flying like nowhere close to me, dude.
Really?
I'm like, yes.
Just so, this lemongrass like oil or something.
Well, it was a lotion. It was like natural lotion, you know what I mean? Like those companies that sell like the no parabens, no phthalates,
hey,
all that
you
shit.
Know what they say, man, the earth shall provide.
It shall. Yes. And you have like lemongrass candles that you can, you know, burn at your like your picnic table and stuff to keep bugs away and all that shit. Like if you have a bunch of food out.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never heard anything about lemongrass. I remember you saying something about it, but I've never actually tried it. So that'd be interesting. Yeah.
I mean, you can do like tiki torches and stuff too, but I mean, who wants to have tiki torches nowadays? You'd just be a fucking Nazi. I mean, everybody's going to be like, look at this Nazi with his tiki torches. What's he doing?
Or he'd be like a cult leader.
Yeah, like, who is this fucking white nationalist next door? Tiki torches? Yeah. God. I mean, there was a day when, like, everybody had tiki torches. Remember
that's
that?
True. Like they still sell them everywhere. Like,
no, but, like, it was just, like, I remember, like, my wife's parents had tiki torches. I think, like, we might have had a couple tiki torches.
There's some old ones still, like, stuck in my... like garden bed out here in the back with the, yeah. Like the vines have like wrapped around the base of it. So I can't even get it out. Like I can't even pull it out of the ground.
Dang dude. Like what vines? What are you talking about?
Like there's just vines that grow around here. Like we were cutting down trees in the back and there was a big fucking vine hanging down from the tree. And I actually swung from it like fucking George of the Jungle.
Yeah, you're like fucking Tarzan, bro.
Dude, it was fucking hilarious. I was like, because my brother, he was starting the fucking smoker. He was cooking getting ready to cook dinner. I was out there cutting a tree, and I'm like, dude! And he looks up, and I fucking and I fucking swing across the place.
Can you, like, hook it up next to your pool and swing into your pool?
Oh, probably.
If you miss, that would suck, though.
It would suck. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many times I'd trust swinging from it in a row, but it held me the one time, at least.
Dude, that's hilarious.
It was pretty
funny. I mean... You know, Texas is another fucking, it's a whole nother place, dude. Whole nother kingdom.
Oh.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't know where Dave is tonight.
I'll just say it right off. Apparently the bat. He's not going to make it tonight, obviously.
He's not going to make it. I mean, no text or anything.
No.
So, okay, whatever. Miss you, Dave. Hope you were here, but.
Well, guys.
Yeah. Happy 4th, dude.
4th of July. I'm going to enjoy the 4th of July. I hope everybody enjoys the 4th of July. Drink some beer, eat some food, light some fireworks. Stay safe, though. I don't want to hear about anybody's arms blowing off and stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to see your house get burnt down like that one guy that we just saw. You know, that's no good. And I don't know if... I don't think that was fake, dude. I think that actually fucking happened. So.
Yeah, no, that definitely does happen. Like, it's crazy. So.
All right, everybody.
Happy Independence Day, everybody. I'll drink a beer for you if you're not drinking one.
Yes, and God bless America. God bless your families. And God bless you, Chris. Love you.
You too, dude. Later.
Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app. Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.